أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن للمتقين عند ربهم جنات النعيم. From the beginning of the surah, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained the great and honorable position of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his great and honorable character, etc. Then Allah Ta'ala explained of the people who went against Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and what comments and remarks they made. From there we learned that right from the beginning till today, there will be always enemies of Islam, enemies of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when they make cartoons, etc., we don't have to get so worried. This is always, we must become more firm on our deen. Then also Allah Ta'ala explained that the people of Makkah must not think that their wealth and riches and their prosperity is going to help them. For that Allah gave the example of the people of the garden, the orchard, those people who did not give a share to the poor, then what was the consequence? And Allah Ta'ala reminds us also thereby that we must also be careful. On the other hand, now Allah Ta'ala says what the great rewards of the believers will be. إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. البتہ ڈرنے والوں کو ان کے رب کے پاس باغ ہے نعمت کے. Undoubtedly, for those who fear Allah, and the lowest stage of the fear of Allah is that a person does not associate partners with Allah, he believes in Allah and that Allah is one and alone. Then more higher, how much of deen he brings all the commandments of Allah Ta'ala in his life, and he stays away from all which Allah has prohibited. For such people, Allah Ta'ala has made gardens of great enjoyment and pleasure. But these people of Makkah, the non-believers, right through all the time, whatever they have got of this dunya, they mustn't think they have got anything great. A person cannot dream of what gardens and jannat Allah has prepared for the believers. What ni'mats there will be, the greenery, and that will be all the time. The fruit which we cannot imagine, and all the enjoyments there. So don't be overtaken, Allah says, by the temporary things of this world, but look at the eternal and everlasting things of the year after. What great enjoyments Allah Ta'ala has kept there. Then also one thing this non-believers used to say, that if there is life in the year after, which they did not believe in at all, but they said if there is life, we will have better than what the Muslims have got there also. So Allah Ta'ala says now, and this is also exhortation from Allah's side, that bring iman. Don't live in a dream world and in a fantasy world. Come to reality. Remember, أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ. Kya hum kar denge hukam bardaro ko barabar gunegaro ke? What do you ever think that we will make those people who submit to Allah Ta'ala equal to those people who are disobedient to Allah Ta'ala? Can the person who is a law-abiding citizen be like that person who is a criminal? The two can never be equal. In here also is encouragement that become law-abiding by Allah Ta'ala. Don't be a criminal and break the laws of Allah Ta'ala all the time. The two can never be the same. And where can you imagine that you are doing all the wrong things and then on Qiyamah's day you are going to get the rewards which the righteous people, they made so much sabr, they made so much ibadat of Allah, they made so much effort and sacrifice for deen, can they be equal to those people who break the laws of Allah and go against Allah Ta'ala? مَا لَكُمْ كَيَا هُو گَيَا تُمْكُو. What has happened to you? Where are your brains gone? Can't you think who in the world will say that the wrongdoers and the right doers are the same, and that the wrongdoers will also get that which those people who did right? كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. كَيْسَ تِرَاتِهُ بَعْد. What a decision have you made for yourself, that you are doing all the wrong and you will get that which the righteous people do. So in other words, you also become righteous. From where have you made this decision? أَمْ لَكُمْ كِتَابٌ فِيهِ تَدْرُسُونَ. Kya tumhari paas koi kitab hai jisme par lete ho? What, have you got some kitab by you in which it is written that you are also going to get what the righteous and the pious people are going to get on the day of Qiyamah? In fact, it is a known fact, they got no kitab like this. This is all Allah is encouraging them. Just as we, our children do wrong, and we tell them, don't you realize what the consequences will be? You are doing all the wrong things. Look at your brother, he's doing all the right things. How in future in life, the two of you will not be the same. Like that, Allah is encouraging all the non-believers also to bring iman, that you don't have any kitab in which it's written that you also going to get enjoyments if you don't believe in Allah Ta'ala. Inna lakum fihi lama takhayyaron, usme milta hai tumko, jo tum pasand kar lo. Have you got some written thing? And there in there is written that what you desire, the good of the akhirat also, what your kufr, you worshipping the idols, doing all the wrong things, and you're going to get all the good by Allah. What do you imagine? There is something like this, that what you desire you're going to get. Don't be fooled with your own thoughts and with your own conjecture. Come to reality. أَمْ لَكُمْ أَيْمَانٌ عَلَيْنَا بَالِغَةٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. کیا تم نے ہم سے قسمیں لے لی ہے ٹھیک پہنچنے والے قیامت کے دن تک؟ Or have you made a promise with us? Have we promised to you that till the day of Qiyamah, no problem. You can do all your kufr and your shirk and you will be safe. Qabr also, no azab. You'll enjoy there also. Qiyamah's day. Have you taken any such qasab? In other words, all this Allah is exhorting them to bring iman. Don't be living in this fool's paradise and think that you are just enjoying in this dunya. Inna lakum lama tahkumun. کہ تم کو ملے گا جو کچھ تم ٹھہراؤ گے. That you will get there by Allah تبارک و تعالی, all that which you are fixing for yourself in your thoughts, what you are fixing and you are imagining, I'll get this and I'll get that. Do you think you will get that by Allah تعالی? Don't come out of that fool's world of yours and come to reality. Bring iman, believe in Allah Ta'ala, be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. Nobody can be perfect. What error, faults and errors you have got, make tawbah istighfar, then there is great hope, in fact certainty, that you will get all the enjoyments of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah make us also to realize that and not just depend on some dreams or some things just because we belong to some family or what our titles are, etc., that we're going to get everything by Allah, but by our actions, our beliefs, the most important, and we correct our beliefs and actions, then inshallah there is great hope by Allah that we will have great enjoyment. Wa akhiru da'wana.